This is Jay Sekulow. On today's broadcast, we highlight the major cases of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, we're keeping our eyes on the situation in Venezuela. That's a uprising against the Maduro regime in Venezuela. Has it reached the level of a coup yet? I think that's a question that the people of Venezuela are going to have to answer, but we are keeping our eye on that. I wanted to take today, though, and spend some time talking about, we're on the last day of our matching challenge campaign here at the American Center for Law and Justice. And I want you to get a sense of, you see it all the time, the kind of cases we're dealing with. But it runs the span. I mean, if you take a look at our existing caseload right now, we just had a team of our lawyers out in a trial in Iowa on the pro-life issue, on speech in front of an abortion clinic. At the same time, our international offices have been working on the case for the release of Pastor John Saul. So but I use those as examples of the breadth and scope of the work of the ACLJ. Now, what we want to do today is take your calls and comments on what you think is the important issues that we deal with at the ACLJ. A lot of you call and appreciate the work of the ACLJ. We want to hear from you today, especially as we're dealing with a matching challenge. This is our last day of the matching challenge until November, or maybe we sometimes do one in the summer, but certainly for this quarter. So we encourage you to call us at 1-800-684-3110, the issues that matter most to you. And as I said, like in our, I'm going to go through our Freedom of Information Act cases. We've got a number of those. We're starting to get some really interesting information on those. It takes time. We've got to litigate a lot, but there's a lot of work going on.
That's right. And I think it's a time, you know, people are getting asked this question a lot. We're heading into an election season too. And what issues matter most to you? I think, you know, that in two ways. One, you know, we talk about all the major issues on our radio broadcast as part of what the ACLJ does is bring you this broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live, every day. So those issues, too, that are most important to you, 1-800-684-3110. Just as if you were kind of answering a pollster, which is getting more and more difficult for those pollsters these days. But as you're looking forward, you know, the next 6 months, over the next year, what are the issues that you believe, you know, we've got to fix as a country? What do you issues that the ACLJ is working on or can be working on as well? From a legal standpoint, from a government affairs standpoint, domestically, and also internationally as well. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. That's 1-800-684-3110.
So, Than, let me go to you in Washington. There's an issue that you're dealing with today involving Title X funding. Explain to everybody what's at stake.
Yeah, this is an issue that many of our listeners have heard about, Jay. We've been advocating on this from the very beginning when the previous administration took a statute, the Title X program, which said that federal dollars could not be used to go to organizations that perform or promote abortion. Jay, they had a rule that it required exactly the opposite. They required recipients of these fundings to counsel and refer for abortions. The Trump administration changed that. They reissued a rule. We supported that rule by filing comments to actually say that the law must be followed and that pro-life organizations can receive that Title X funding. Jay, of course, it was immediately challenged in court. We have filed multiple briefs in defense of the Trump administration rule. But yet, the Speaker Pelosi-led House, Jay, has now issued its draft labor HHS appropriations bill, and they want to repeal that rule from the Trump administration. So they want to force pro-life organizations that get these Title X funds to actually counsel for abortion and actually refer for abortion. So right out of the gate, even though they can't pass a budget, as they begin the appropriations process, they are trying to repeal this great ruling from the Department of Health and Human Services and force pro-life organizations to again engage in the abortion business. Just a small example of how from beginning to end, the ACLJ is involved in these matters.
There you are at the, there we are fighting that in the Congress while we had a team of lawyers in Iowa, in federal court, fighting it out there. All right, we'll take your calls when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget the ACLJ's matching challenge. Last day to participate. We really need your help.
Yep, 1-800-684-3110 to donate. ACLJ.org, right on the homepage. Right on the homepage, you will see right now, matching challenge. You click on that button. You donate. Whatever you donate is double. So what does that mean? We've got a donor ready to match every donation you make today until midnight. Donate now, ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Broadcast. Everyone, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. It's the last day of our matching challenge, and your support makes a huge difference, and we're encouraging you today to donate to the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. That's a very important thing, and this, like I said, this is the last day of our matching challenge, so you could play a big part. Tonight, our band will be performing live here in our media center with a live audience, but also live on Facebook and Periscope. That's going to be at 9 o'clock. And that will be a live concert, again, encouraging support for the ACLJ. Jordan's going to be hosting that. Let me go to Harry Hutchinson and just get your take right now on, you know, as you look at the policy issues we've dealt with on so everything from the pro-life issue, freedom of speech, religious liberty, where do you see the kind of the cutting edge issues right now? What do you think is the right of conscience? Clearly, right to political correctness on the campus is a big problem.
I think that's precisely correct. And I think first, I would echo the comments made by Than with respect to our support for new Title X regulations. Essentially, in that particular case, what are we talking about? We are talking about supporting the Trump administration's effort to actually follow the law in the face of strong opposition led by Planned Parenthood. But in addition to that, we have a number of cases that we are looking into, including taking up cases involving children who were required to take part in mindfulness exercises in contravention of the First Amendment of the Constitution. But there is now a case involving a teacher who's being mandated to teach mindfulness.
Right.
And that teacher has First Amendment rights irrespective of the attempt by the administration to force her to do this. So those are some of the cases that we are involved in. In addition, we are defending the persecuted church and the persecuted Christians worldwide, and we are also supporting the freedom for Pastor Sal. Yeah. So there are a number of avenues in which we are working to advance the mission of the ACLJ consistent with our overall objectives.
Yep. So we're going to go ahead and take some phone calls, but again, encourage you today, Last day for the Matching Challenge campaign. Support us at ACLJ.org.
Yeah, right to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Dan calling in from D.C. on line one. Dan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
You're welcome. I just want to say the most important part of y'all's work to me and many other people like me is that Christian and biblical principles being lived out and shared in the public arena not be silenced, because that's what's going on. They're just trying to silence Christians and biblical values and those who live by them.
Well, you know, we were just in federal court, as I said, just last week, defending the right of pro-life Christians to speak their mind. There was a regulation or ordinance, a law in place that violated the Constitution, in our view, created incredible restrictions. We've got a similar case that we were litigating in New York. We're defending crisis pregnancy centers successfully, by the way, in New York City. So on the life issue, there's an example where we've got medical professionals being taken before governing agencies because of their pro-life positions. We're defending them as well. And that's part and parcel of what we have to do. Then you take a look at what's happening on the legislative front. And then we talk about everything from the issues in the Middle East to the pro-life issue to freedom of speech and freedom of religion. All those issues come together in Washington.
You've got to advocate for them in the courts. You've got to advocate for them across America and in Washington, D.C. I mean, I listened to the caller, Jay, and it immediately brought to mind the confirmation hearings of Amy Comey Barrett, where Senator Feinstein said that the dogma lives loudly in her. So it's not just no-name, people that are trying to advocate across America who are targeted. It is people that are trying to work in government and do the right thing as well. And, Jay, we try to be the nexus here at the ACLJ in both of those spaces. And very often it comes down to a simple question of, are we able to appropriately limit the power of the federal government? I mean, if you run through the IRS case or the abuses that we saw with the FISA court or the FBI or the DOJ or the other abuses inside the bureaucracy, Jay, you have to stay on those. An election does not change all of that, Jay, because some of these bureaucrats are career bureaucrats and they're there for a long time. So our FOIA cases, for example, one of the primary things that we're after in those, Jay, is to understand who all was involved so that when they engage in an abuse, we find out the facts and they are rooted out. They are no longer allowed to exercise that power. So you've got to do it across America, Jay, and in D.C. You've got to shine a light on those abuses.
Here is the Freedom of Information Act, our most recent quarterly report. And we're getting great information. It takes a long time to get it. You got to litigate it, but we're getting good results.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so and these are a whole host of issues. Right? You're dealing with the National Security Administration. I mean, the toughest to get info from the Department of State, and where you're dealing with the same bureaucrats who have been very difficult throughout the beginning. Obviously, leadership has significantly changed at these departments, but those who are dragging their feet when it comes to getting this information out because of how it may look to those who they favored, which was the past administration's officials. A lot of this still goes to that, is the really what the past administration was up to. And we know that this is something, even talking about the hearing, you know, Bill Barr is going to be doing tomorrow before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Lindsey Graham, who is the chairman of that committee, has said, he's over the report about Mueller. He wants to know how this all got started. And a lot of our work has been focused on that from
exactly
the beginning, which is the unmasking, the changes in the ability for people to get that information. All of that going back to our FOIA work. And now it just kind of shows you this leadership change, how long it takes it to drain swamps in Washington and really get to the bottom of things. It's serious. And it's certainly work that continues to this day, is that now that will be looked at not just from outside groups, while we continue our outside pressure, but also from the inside. I mean, so now the danger for those individuals has really increases, but we've done a lot of the groundwork because of your support. We've had a team of attorneys who've been able to focus in on that. So 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air.
You know, one of the interesting ones we found out about was we got into some of the Carter Center. They received some government funding, and we found out, Harry, that the Carter Center was actually dealing with, and we got the emails with members of Hamas.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you wouldn't have filed it, you wouldn't have gotten it, by the way.
And so what we have accomplished with our FOIA request is evidence of American complicity with foreign terrorist groups who continue to act contrary to American interest and who continue to attack our strongest ally in the Middle East. Hamas, at least in part, is partially funded through Iran, and then you also have Hezbollah, which is tied to Iran. So it's very, very important that we continue our FOIA work and we uncover these connections, which involve nefarious activity by American organizations in complicity with foreign terrorist groups and others.
Remember, you mentioned Hamas. We also found out that State Department grant that was given to an entity that was started and chaired by the Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas's son. We got that information here at the ACLJ. So there is, there is real action and real success when you do this. We have time for a call here at the end, or do you want to? We'll hold it to the next segment.
Yeah, let me hold the calls. Let's do some of the comments that have come in through Facebook. Linda on Facebook says, thank you, ACLJ, for giving me a voice. I think that's important to understand is that, through our petitions, through the lawsuits we file, Methane, you know this from our government affairs, say we are always looking at not just how to talk about issues, which is, again, we're not just a talk show, but it's a way of empowering people out in the country to get involved in these issues, to let their voice be heard, and to make a grassroots impact.
Yeah, and let me just explain this just a minute, Jordan. I'm glad you brought this up because on their own, Congress is just not very good at it. They're not. I mean, we have to do a couple of things. We engage in the FOIA practice primarily for one reason, and that is to turn up information that we can turn over to Congress that they need to do something about. But even then, Jordan, if we don't add the advocacy piece that you are talking about to the equation, very often time runs out, elections happen, they don't follow through. So we have to show that voters, people across America, ACLJ members care about the abuses that we turn up. Jay mentioned the abuse in the State Department grant to try to unseat Prime Minister Netanyahu, of all things. Jordan, the previous administration, you know this, but they knew about that. The grant application actually told the State Department that's what they were going to do with it. We turned it over to Congress, didn't have a lot of action, but when our members decided that this was something they wanted looked at, then we started to make progress. These things take a very long time, but the two things that you brought up have to do it together. Otherwise, Jay, Congress generally looks the other way.
All right, so we've got, we sent a FOIA request, a state FOIA, into Virginia on their abortion bill. That was the whole situation with the governor. We are continuing in both telephone and email correspondence with the Virginia governor's office. They provided a few documents, but have withheld 43 in full, claiming internal working papers of the governor's office exemption. We've requested they reconsider holding those 43 documents, and we are preparing to go to court if we don't get a satisfactory response. Your support of the ACLJ allows us to do that.
That's right. And this is the time to support the work of the ACLJ. It's our matching challenge. Final day is today, April 30th. You donate online at aclj.org. You'll see the matching challenge banner. Whatever you donate, we have a donor ready to match it. But you've got to take the initial action. Make that $25 donation. We have a donor ready to match it with another $25. All your charge is $25, but you've got to take that first step. aclj.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
That's what we do. 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls, talking about the work of the ACLJ. Harry, from a policy standpoint, I think it's important to share with our audience when we present papers, posts on the website, information we give to Congress, what we're trying to accomplish, trying to shape public opinion.
Absolutely. And so we are trying to encourage our listeners, A, to respond, and then as they respond, as they sign our petitions, then we have ammunition which we are able to take to Congress, and also the responses that we get help us direct where our resources go. So, for instance, we have launched a very significant effort with respect to opposition to the mindfulness programs, which apparently are spreading like wildfire throughout the United States. And so we continue to support parents, teachers, and children in their opposition because such programs operate in contravention of the First Amendment. Imagine if public schools had launched programs asking school children to recite the Lord's Prayer. Undoubtedly, we would then face opposition, and the public schools would face opposition because the Supreme Court has clearly ruled that you cannot promulgate or promote religion in public schools. Nonetheless, despite the Supreme Court's directives, we find that mindfulness, which is a religious program in my view, continues to be pushed down the throats of school children.
We've got a call on that, actually. Let's go. We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. We want to know what is the key issues for you at the ACLJ that we handle, and what if you've got nice things to say about the work of the ACLJ, you could do that too. And a lot of you have said that. As Jordan said, Phil just said on Facebook, been listening for years, now supports monthly, which is exactly what we're encouraging you to do, especially during our monthly challenge campaign. So again, if you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Let's take a caller on one.
Yeah, Court in Virginia on line one. Court, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Court.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Sure.
Well, yeah, so I definitely am interested in education for my young boys and what they're getting in the schools. And so I was interested in what the status was of the, investigations? I don't know if we're down to
that's
litigation
fair.
Point
on
yet.
On the mindfulness issue?
Yes.
So basically it is like an investigation because we've been dealing with the curriculum companies. But I will tell you this, we've had a lot of schools and a lot of parents and a lot of teachers also contact. Some cases have been resolved successfully where students are being allowed to opt out. Other cases, schools have decided not to adopt the curriculum. Other cases, they've dug their heels in and we're fighting. So I will tell you that we've got lawyers that are working in our offices, really around the country, that are handling this. But our goal is that students do not want to participate in what is clearly a Buddhist teaching. I mean, there's no way you can avoid it. Yeah. At this point, we've got all the information. We did do the investigation. We'll probably put a report together on it, which shows where this curriculum originated. But again, we're at least trying to get student opt-out rights. Those we've been pretty successful on. Teachers are now concerned about having to teach it. We're able to work on that. So it's both the student level, teacher, and parent. So all three levels, we're handling that at the ACLJ.
Yeah, we had a comment coming on this as well through Facebook. Jennifer on Facebook wrote that the mindful issue in school is very concerning to her. And again, I think we look at this from how these schools have eradicated Christianity and faith from any kind of public school. And then all of a sudden you call something a different name and it's not a Judeo-Christian faith. So that's fine. And what we figured out is it's not fine. And when a lot of parents started figuring this out, and then we realized how many teachers had issues with the instruction that was going on here, and some school officials as well. And if these groups were charging, it wasn't like they were downloading this off for free. I mean, these groups were, we are up against groups who are, this is how they make their money, is by providing these programs that schools pay a lot of money for.
Yep.
And so they sign up for these programs. And again, we're talking about what's happening in public schools and at an issue, the first issue is just allowing, making sure those children are able to not be be a part of it and not feel some kind of shame because they're not a part of it either. So not to go sit out in the hallway by themselves.
And I could tie in what Than does in Washington to this because while we're handling it on the local school board level, Than and his team are looking at it at the Department of Education level.
Yeah, I actually think there's a very close tie, Jay, for a couple of reasons. First of all, we can't resolve these issues on a local level unless those who are impacted actually reach out to us. A lot of times we've done that work already. We just have to get it in the right hands where the situation arises. But sometimes you're right, Jay. I mean, sometimes local school boards or state boards of education are under restrictive regulation from the Department of Education. That's where it really comes into the federal rulemaking process. We file rules on a regular basis. Sometimes you hear about them on this broadcast. Sometimes you don't. And it depends on the political climate, Jay. I mean, sometimes we're fighting against oppressive regulation. Sometimes we're fighting to defend appropriate loosening of regulation, like we just talked about in the Title 10 case. But Jay, you've got to get generally the strings off from the federal level. And then when the situation arises on the local level, you have to have students and teachers or whoever's impacted reach out to us so they can actually use the work that we've prepared.
That's exactly right. All right, let's try to get another phone call before the break here.
Sure. Let's go to Winston in California. Thanks for holding on, Winston. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a supporter. I love what you guys do. I think the most important thing is the First Amendment is under attack by big tech and colleges against Christians, Jews, and conservatives. I'm an SF in the heart of it, and we're having a rally Friday, demandfreespeech.org. We have 20 people, and, you know, we're just all under attack. Laura Loomer is being banned from Twitter, Uber, Lyft, Uber Eats, Medium, Venmo, PayPal.
No, it's true. I mean, look, I mean, this is – you're on a college campus now?
No, I mean, I'm not at a college campus now, but in Berkeley, it's happening.
I know. I mean, you know, Berkeley should be the hotbed of free speech. It's now free speech as long as you agree with the...
Yeah, or else you get punched in the face if you're not. I mean, like, it's become this violent response to... I think that the idea of what the First Amendment really means anymore and what it means on the college campuses, college towns, liberal places, conservative places, I think the idea is that... It was supposed to be you're supposed to be in America, this freedom to share your ideas without fear of getting punched in the face or fear of altercation. And now, whether we've gone to the point where we're so PC, so everybody's afraid to hear anything. Okay, that was like one. That was step one. And then step two became I'm not just afraid of hearing what or I'm afraid of this. Now, if you dare say it, we will come show up at your house. We will come at you in the streets or at restaurants or, punch you in the streets. And we don't. And again, the left, this is a very scary movement going on because I think that too many of the radical on the radical left have used these new members of Congress that are on the radical left to try and make this behavior seem like it's OK or normal, that it's OK to punch someone because they support the president of the United States. I mean, that shouldn't be that extreme of a position in a country where, we're pretty divided. That's true. But if about half the people support someone for president, you shouldn't have to be afraid. And I think we're still at that point. We're definitely still at that. And I think we're about to see it all again.
Now
that we're getting close to the campaign, especially once it becomes, I think while the Democrats are having their infighting, there's kind of a little bit less on that. Once they start narrowing their field, and that's already starting to happen to some extent, looks like, then you're going to see the country's so divided, 50-50.
All right, so this is, for those of you that only get the first half hour of the broadcast, this is your last time to respond to our matching challenge campaign. Excuse me. We encourage you to do it at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
That's right. You go to ACLJ.org right now. It's ACLJ.org. Right on the top of the homepage, you will see matching challenge. You click on that. Whatever you donate until midnight tonight, your list is broadcasted April 30th. It is Tuesday. It's the final day of the matching challenge. Whatever you donate will be matched, so you can double the impact of your donation. You make a $25 donation, that's all you're going to be charging your credit card. But we have a donor that says, okay, you made that. I'm going to match that $25. So it's effectively $50 for the ACLJ. Do it now, ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We are really talking about the work of the American Center for Law and Justice today. This is the last day of our matching challenge, so for April, so your support makes a huge difference. We've got about a $250,000 gap right now, but your support can help us get there tonight. ACLJ.org. We made it in March, and that was good news, and we want to do the same for the month of April. All right, we're going to take your calls also for the issues that matter most to you. That's an important part of what we are talking about. We were talking also about some of the cases. We mentioned the mindfulness cases. We mentioned the FOIA cases. We had lawyers in Iowa this week in federal court on a trial on the pro-life speech issue. Comments being made. But let me go to Washington and get an update from Fan Bennett of the kind of major points that we're looking at in Washington right now, Fan.
Yeah, there's several issues. I mean, the first one I would start with, it again, is the Title 10 regulation that the House of Representatives is trying to roll back again. This was the Trump administration effort to simply comply with the law and say that family planning dollars do not have to be used to refer for abortions, Jay. That was what the statute actually required. But the rule until the Trump administration had required the exact opposite. Speaker Pelosi is now trying to roll that back. So that's number one. But, Jay, I think number two, I would tell you a couple of things national security related. First of all, the border security crisis that continues to advance. There still has not been any movement on the Democrat side of the aisle to work with the president for the dollars needed to complete that process. And Jay, second or last of all, I would tell you there was a meeting today at the White House on the infrastructure front. President Trump is willing to work with Democrats on an infrastructure package. You're just getting reports coming out of that meeting. It looks to me, Jay, that Democrats are digging in. They don't want to work with the president on this. They seem to be insisting that they want climate change restrictions to be a part of that process. So even though the White House has reached out on a number of these issues, to me, it goes back to what Jordan closed the last segment with. It looks to me like the left in Washington, D.C., Jay, looks like they're purely focused on 2020.
I think that's the reality. I mean, I would love to see a major piece of legislation get through. But, Harry, as you look at it politically, I just don't know if the left has the will to do it.
I think you're right. I think your assessment is spot on. I think in the long run, it would be in their interest to work with President Trump. But one of the great things about politicians is their unwillingness to focus on the long run. And so they've made a short-term calculation that opposition to President Trump works with them and it works with their base.
The interesting thing, though, is if you look at the polling data that CNN published yesterday, they said like the issues about presidential impeachment and oversight were very, very, very low on the list.
No, for Democrats.
I'm talking about for Democrats.
For Democrats, the number one issue is climate change. If you talk about how strangely divided we are as a country right now, I mean, you look at that issue. And you realize, I mean, I don't even know if that issue would get a number for, it would even poll statistically for conservatives. I mean, so there's an issue where, again, I think the left, like healthcare, like many of their top polling issues, even if there is a problem, like we know there's a problem with healthcare, people want a clean environment.
Yep.
Okay. I think that they go, but see what they do is they go too far with everything. They push too far, they overly politicize their issues to where it becomes all overtly partisan. To be if you're pro environment, you must support the Green New Deal. I mean, so that's just completely you make it totally partisan. If you want good health care for Americans, you have to support Medicare for all. If you want good education, you have to support free college, or now you have to give everybody $1,000 a month. Everyone. $1,000 a month. I mean, this is all, I think, it's politicizing every important issue. I mean, they had their infrastructure meeting today. There's one that you would think it's the basic of most basic in America.
They want a 25% tax.
And they want to tax our gas.
25%.
Which, like, it's not taxed enough for people. And gas prices go up this time of year.
All right, we're going to take your calls when we come back from the break. Than said the House is voting on climate change this week, but Than, not much of a vote.
No, it's a political vote, just like Jordan said, but it's H.R. 9, Jay. Anything numbered in the top 10 means it's a priority for him. They're taking the vote next week. It'll die in the Senate.
There you go. All right, we're taking your calls when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Tell us the issues that matter most to you. We appreciate your support of the ACLJ. You can help us by going to ACLJ.org right now and be part of that matching challenge.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Is it in the set list tonight? I think it is. That'll be a fun one. Anyways, so better be. Is that what you said, Will? Well, it is now. Hey, so we're doing a concert live tonight. Jordan's going to host it. I'll be playing. It's for our Matching Challenge campaign, and we usually have thousands of people watch it in the course of 24 hours. Usually, over 100,000 people watch it. So we're going to be live here at our media center. Our band's going to, the whole band, everybody's in town, which is unusual for our team because a lot of the guys that do it for a living travel and tour. But they will be here tonight, and we're looking forward to that. The president just had him. So anyways, that's 9 o'clock Eastern time on Facebook and Periscope, so we encourage you to do that. We're also taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Jordan was mentioning before the break that there was a meeting at the White House with Nancy Pelosi and with Chuck Schumer and the president. Here's what Chuck Schumer had to say.
It was a very constructive meeting. It's clear that both the White House and all of us want to get something done on infrastructure in a big and bold way. And there was goodwill in this meeting, and that was different than some of the other meetings that we've had, which is a very good thing.
What do you think?
Oh, I thought that they wanted to impeach the president. And now they're moving on to goodwill. I think that this is just the idea of that there are certain issues in the country, infrastructure being one that's so bad that we haven't tackled, that maybe Republicans and Democrats could come up with some fixes. I still have my doubts, Dan, about how far goodwill goes in Washington these days and how long any goodwill lasts. And I have my doubts about what could actually get to the president's desk that isn't, one, does anything even get there? And two, is it so objectionable that the American people say, even though we need these better, whether it's airports, roads, modes of for transportation, the railways, that it's too objectionable. I mean, I want to hear from people again too. I mean, this is the big meeting that happened in Washington today with the White House. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. I mean, infrastructure, we have a lot of people that are listening while they're driving, while they're in their cars, while they are moving. And we have, if you're truckers, if you're people, we talk about it all the time. Some areas of the country are good. Some are not so good. Some roads are better than others. But how important isn't that an issue you think that the Washington should be able to come together on, because it shouldn't be that partisan? We have to, and unless you're a Green New Dealist who wants to get rid of cars and get rid of airplanes, right? I mean, 1-800-684-3110, though. That's 1-800-684-3110. But Dan, could this actually move through Washington? I mean, it's not like immigration. It's not like a hot button political topic. Unless you start putting in some of those far leftists who may want to try and scuttle it because they don't want it. They don't want more airplanes or better airports or better roads for cars that use gas.
Yeah, I would start with an optimistic note, Jordan. You would think so. I mean, if this is a debate about substance, I think this is a package that would get done, and I think it should get done. And look, I want to be hopeful that it does get done. Here is where I would tell you to look for some red flags. First of all, you said it's not immigration. I totally agree with you. However, with a border crisis as it is, and you don't have the left willing to work with the president on a solution, it makes me worry about other issues as well, whether or not they're willing to work with him on anything. But I would give you one other thing. In a letter this week to President Trump, the demands from Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Speaker Pelosi were three things. That it include A, a focus on climate change, B, new and real revenue, likely in the form of taxes. By the way, I think Jay's mention of a 25% gas tax, I think that would be likely their request on that regard. And three, labor protections for American workers. So, Jordan, let me just say it very clearly. If this is about infrastructure, if this is about roads and bridges and rebuilding American infrastructure, I think there will be a deal. If it is about these three things that the Democrats in Washington, D.C. are demanding of President Trump, I can tell you right now, those are poison pills. If those things have to be in there, there will be no deal.
Right. And that's the issue, is that you got, you know, it's got to be labor protections, which, again, the Republicans are pro right to work. And you've got to have 25% increases in taxes on gas. I mean, these are ways they can act like they try to put something forward, but they know it again, taking it, making it just like every other issue they focus on, impossible to actually get action on.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask Harry. I mean, it seems like they set the entry points to the legislation so high that nobody could get there before you even start.
I think that it's true, but ironically enough, it's doubtful that they could get all of these proposals through the Democratic caucus. So, for instance, if you focus on climate change, and particularly if you link it to the Green New Deal, it's doubtful that a majority of Dems would support it. Would a majority of Dems who were elected in the last election cycle in largely Republican districts support a tax increase? Unlikely. And what about labor protections? Again, it's doubtful that that would garner unanimous Democratic support, let alone Republican support. So many of these ideas are pipe dreams designed to satisfy their base, but they are not designed to deliver real results for the American people.
All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to go from Washington to the Middle East. Who's next?
Yep, Jerry's calling from Georgia on line 3. If you want to talk to us on air, the number you call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi. How you doing, Jay? Big supporter.
Thanks.
You remind me of John the Baptist, a voice crying in the wilderness.
Well, I've never been that. I've never had that comparison, but I'll take that as a compliment.
I'm older than you. I'll be 66 pretty soon. The changes that I've seen in America are absolutely just.
Well, I'm not too far behind you. I'm 62, so I'm not too far behind you there, Jerry.
But I want to tell you the thing that I appreciate the most about you is your support for Israel. God told Abraham way back when, I'll bless who blesses you, and I'll curse who curses you. It's no doubt in my mind that's why America is where it is today.
Well, look, I think that's the Genesis 3 promise, and I believe that. And as you know, as we talked about on the broadcast yesterday extensively, you had this whole situation with the new rising anti-Semitism and the New York Times and that awful, awful political cartoon they ran. And then they followed it up with another one that was almost as bad.
Yeah, that's right.
Another anti-Semitic.
Another Netanyahu. Can you think that they would just stay away from that maybe for
They can't help themselves.
No, they cannot. And it's against running that international newspaper. Maybe now it's just getting more attention to what's been running. I think that the one was so
They got a lot of people going after
them. So shocking.
Yes.
And again, obviously, they have not put editorial processes in place to stop this. You would have thought that after what happened, you would have put a halt on anything involving Israel. Anything involving Jewish symbolism, and again, go through your program because it's not you don't and refigure out your editorial process. But instead, it's back again.
They had the artist so called who did the piece said that the Star of David that they had on the do we have that we can put that up on the screen let the TV audience at least see it. The artist said that he put the Star of David on the dog collar, which Jews and dogs are. Is that another? This is just historic anti-Semitism. was because people may not have known who Netanyahu was. Because they also have the president wearing a yarmulke. Now, could you imagine if it was... I'm not even going to go there. Because it's not imaginable. And then they get unbelievable incoming flack, including from liberal media sources. And then they run another one. I don't know if we have that one today, but then they run another one. We'll save that for another day. I didn't even want to give it credibility by putting it on the air. But it just kind of shows you the nature and scope of what we're having to deal with. But again, you know what? We don't just talk about that issue. We're at the UN fighting it. We're at the international criminal courts fighting it. We are in federal court in the District of Columbia fighting anti-Semitism, fighting these groups that are trying to delegitimize the state of Israel through lawfare, as we call it. But we're not just talking about it. We are actually engaged in it at the highest levels, and we'll continue that effort. And that's why you're standing with the ACLJ right now is so vital and so critical. And I want to encourage you to continue that. As we go into the last segment of the broadcast, phone lines are open. You could ask us a question on any topic, 1-800-684-3110. But as we go to the last 2 minutes here, I want you to get an understanding. We're talking to Than Bennett in our studios in Washington, D.C. By the way, for those listening on radio or watching on Facebook or Periscope, you know, we're producing this broadcast for you every day. It's an hour of live content. And for those of you watching online, it is a full hour. We don't have breaks. And you've got our connections with Than Bennett in our office in Washington, D.C. You've heard from our people in Jerusalem, Strasbourg, France, literally around the globe. And I want to encourage you to take some time out right now and participate in our matching challenge campaign. This is the last day for the month of April that we have this matching challenge. And it's not going to be a matching challenge campaign for a while here. So your support makes a big difference. And I just want to encourage you to become part of the team. If you enjoy this broadcast, if you appreciate the work of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan's going to let you know how to do it. Do it today. Support the work of the ACLJ.
Folks, this is what you do. You go to ACLJ.org right now. That's ACLJ.org, right on the front of the homepage. So if you do it on your mobile device, you'll see it. You'll see a matching challenge deadline graphic. It actually says deadline, and it's right at the top of the homepage, right on your mobile page. You click on that. When you click on that button, it's very, very easy. You can choose an amount. We have some presets amounts to make it easy for you, $20, $40, $60, $120, $240, or you write in whatever amount you want to make. You can decide if you want to do it monthly or if just a one-time donation. This donation this month will be matched, so you will double the impact. Dollar for dollar of your donation will be matched. That means you double anything that you donate today, we get matched. It's so important. Very critical, really, for the work of the ACLJ. Donate today at ACLJ.org. Be part of our matching challenge. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. And let me just say, you know, this is the final day of our matching challenge. When you wonder about how do we have attorneys across the country in federal court, how do we file all the FOIAs? How do we have the office in Jerusalem? How do we have the offices overseas? How do we do the work at the United Nations? How do we do the work at the U.S. Supreme Court? How do we have our government affairs team that's fully staffed? And sometimes you see us, you know, as you see a face and you think, okay, Harry, policy, Than, government affairs. There are a lot of people behind all of us. You know, it's Jay Sekulow Live. There's a lot of people behind the Jay Sekulow part doing all of this work. Now, we're able to do that because of your support. I mean, even if I could turn the camera around right now and show you how many people are working on the radio broadcast and so that we can bring it not just by radio, but also videos to you every day that we're live. I mean, that is, you have to remember. And then the people that are those individuals that are working with them to make that happen. I think it's so critical that you support the work of the ACLJ today. It was a matching challenge. Let me explain, it's the final day of it, so again, you won't have to hear it too much if you're a regular listener, but let me explain what that means. This is the final day, so you have until midnight to make this donation. You go online to aclj.org, you'll see the matching challenge banner. Whatever you donate is double. So if you give $30 to the Americans for Law and Justice, that's all you're charged. That's all you're charging your credit card. But until midnight tonight, if you make that $30 donation, it will be matched. So that $30 is effectively $60 from the ACLJ. Now we have to get your action first for these donors who have pledged to match your donation. So you've got to take that initial step. We have to have a grassroots movement of donors. And you see the numbers that we talk about that are important. I hope that that matters to you and you understand that you get a sense of the ACLJ. Because when we talk about a $20 donation being so important or a $30 donation, it's great if you could donate more. But I want to make sure people understand that every one of those donations, much like a lot like political campaigns, and you see how these numbers get reported, and it we get so many thousands and thousands of donors coming together, donating in those amounts of $20 and $30 and $40. That is how we're able to do the work that we do. I mean, Than, you're not alone there in Washington, D.C. I know that sometimes feels that way from the way people may see the broadcast or hear it. Because they see Than or they hear Than, they think government affairs. But you have a team that we've built working on government affairs, teams of government affairs folks and attorneys working together on the legislative work.
Yeah, it takes a lot of people to pull that off on this end, Jordan. I mean, there are seven of us out of this office that are focused on government affairs issues, everything from lawyers who draft the brief. Yep. We talked about the Title 10 brief earlier, lawyers that draft those briefs, to people who work directly with me on Capitol Hill, David Fonseca, Paul Archuleta, a number of others. And then, Jordan, the people that have to communicate those policies to all of our members so that they are informed to circle back and stand with us. I mean, we talk about this many times, but it really is puzzle pieces that fit together. It takes a lot of people to pull it off. We have the privilege of coming forward and communicating with our members what happens. But Jordan, most of that work takes place behind the scenes with a large team of people.
Yeah, I mean, so Stan talked about there's seven on the government affairs team in D.C. And that's not including when our team is, we've got other people coming in and out of Washington. As Will said, there's eight people in our control room right now. Okay, so you're listening to the radio broadcast. There's four of us on today. But there are eight people in the control room, making sure that the radio broadcast is correct, so the audio side, content, making sure you can get your phone calls in, so if you want to join us live, and then the video part that we're putting up every single day on Facebook and Periscope. I mean, and it's not just a handheld. It started off, it all starts off a certain way, but it's become a very sophisticated. It started off with like an iPhone, but it becomes very sophisticated. So again, I just want to underscore what it takes to do what we do at the level we do it. It takes your support. Let me go to Terri Ann in California online, too. Terri Ann, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. I just want to tell you how such an inspiration, basically, that you all are bringing the truth and giving us encouragement. especially here in California, you know, sometimes we feel like we're alone on an island over here. And because we do not agree with a lot of the things, sure. most of them, all of the things that go on in California, it gets discouraging. But with your program, you encourage us to just be the salt and light where we are.
That's right.
And we know that, just keep on working for the truth. And I really appreciate that. And I thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate it. Let me just tell you something, Terry Ann, too. Southern California is one of our top radio audiences, top locations for supporters of the ACLJ. So people there get it. I mean, people there where you are, Terry, and they understand that yes, their state is difficult, but a lot of what we're working on is national too. And so you can change the country, and ultimately that can change your state. And you can also work at it from the grassroots level of the states. That's why we're in state court, federal courts. We're working for legislation, against some legislation. Sometimes we work with cities. Sometimes we're filing lawsuits against cities. Working with state legislators or exposing state legislators. I mean, we're there on the issues, on what is right, what we believe what is right and what is wrong. And there's changes, Than. Like in the Ninth Circuit, which California's included it, there are some real changes can be made by the judicial nominees. And we have another election coming up, but there's already been some changes there. It's still a tough circuit, but it's changing rapidly because of vacancies that are being filled by Donald Trump.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that to the caller. I know there have been a lot of defeats inside the Ninth Circuit, so people from California can be discouraged about the impact that they're having on the federal discourse. But, Jordan, four Ninth Circuit judges have already been confirmed under the Trump administration. And, Jordan, there are four more in the queue. So that would be seven once those are confirmed. And these circuit courts, I know they feel like they're only trending in one direction. But, Jordan, that is a significant change. You can start drawing panels that will deliver more favorable rulings. It takes time. It's a little bit at a time. But I would just say to the caller, take heart. Keep using your voice, working with us. And Jordan, over the course of history, I believe that California and the West Coast, I think that is going to actually be one of the more positive and more conservative and more sound circuits eventually. It's going to take some time, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I mean, especially these elections coming up. And we've got a final call today about that. Alice in South Carolina, very important early primary state. It's usually the second state to host a presidential primary. Alice, so you get Iowa caucus, New Hampshire primary, and the South Carolina primary. It's first in the South as well, so it tells you kind of like the Southeast. Alice, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Jordan, I just wanted to encourage you and Jay and everyone there to keep doing what you're doing. We've been a member since 2007. And
thank you very much.
Anyone who's listening, please contribute because the work does need to continue. And that's really my question for 2020. Even in Greenville, our demographics are changing a little bit.
Yep.
And I'm just wondering, how are we going to counteract some of the propaganda that we're already seeing and get our base?
Yeah, I mean, Greenville, I was just in Greenville, Alice, at, you know, big pro-life pregnancy center event. And listen, it's one of the biggest events I've ever seen dinner-wise. I mean, it was like 2,000 people at a dinner in Greenville. But it's a growing city. With growing city comes changing demographics. Sometimes that's people who may be coming from different places of the country with different political views. I think what you do, you get people, I think fired up is interesting in this election. I think there is not going to be a problem with firing up conservatives. I think, again, there will be the issue of how many people will be willing, maybe more this time, the polls are certainly showing that, to say, yeah, I'm supporting Donald Trump directly. I mean, I think that's the big question. But people get fired up in South Carolina. It's the first in the South primary, second primary in the country. Go to ACLJ.org. Make that donation.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.